friends, welcome to Ayerdi again, where it is cold. I think it's like 45 degrees, if that much, in here. And that's 7 or so Celsius. And outside there's still some snow on the ground, but I think there's some rain coming in this evening down at this elevation, so it probably won't be here very long, so it's mainly a lot of mud, or will be. Okay, so today I would like to speak on the theme, honoring the elderly. And I'd like to read two verses from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 25, parts of 25 and parts of 36. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And then jumping down to 36, and there was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age. And so, I would like to talk about this theme because in this COVID year that's behind us now, we've witnessed the passing of a lot of elderly folk. Our home church, actually, as I understand it, has seen a record number of elderly pass on to heaven. And so I'd like to focus in on this subject, looking at some things that Luke records right after the birth of Christ. And I know that it's going to include the gentleman that was in my last devotional, which was Simeon's light. And so we're going to look a little at Simeon, but it's not the same focus as last time. So Luke, guided by the Holy Spirit, with his natural medical discipline and love for details, gives us some insights that no other book, none of the other Gospels give us surrounding the Lord's birth. And in one of these sections, this section that we read at the end, towards the end of, well, it's I guess more like the middle of chapter 2, he focuses in on two very interesting people. One is Simeon, who I mentioned, and who in the last study we looked at a little more closely. But then there's also an elderly and saintly widow. So who were these? And why did he choose these two stories? What claim to fame did they have? Why were they important to the author, the divine author of Luke? Well, we don't have too much information about them, but there's enough there to draw some good conclusions and also to make a very practical application for us today. So, undoubtedly, these two old believers were quite overlooked by the troops of Pharisees, lawyers, scribes, who continually paraded back and forth in and out of the temple. They were so busy interpreting the law and parsing it out and coming up with these lists of rules and regulations and applications that they hardly noticed these two people who were often there at the temple. That would be my guess. And most of the religious authorities, we later would find out, had very little interest and very little knowledge, personal knowledge of God. Entirely unknown to them, these two saints, this pair of elderly folk, out of the common people, had the very ear of God and were privy to some of the most significant news of history. What irony, tremendous irony throughout Scripture, but here's another beautiful case. Of Simeon, we know that he loved the Holy Spirit. We saw that in the last study. And that with quiet patience, he waited for Isaiah's promised counselor of Israel. Once he saw the child, he was totally ready to die. That baby, the Christ, who turned simple shepherds and elite magi, both of them, into worshipers, he was all Simeon wanted to see. So that's Simeon. What about Anna? Presumably, she had a very different life, experiencing the tragedy of early widowhood. But, like Simeon, she possessed an unusual depth of faith. This faith led her to make an astonishing decision. Instead of griping and moaning about her lot in life, and not desperately praying for another husband, she shocked everyone by giving herself to God. Wow. And how did she do that? Well, she attached herself to the temple. And she became the cheerful spiritual encourager to everyone who would walk by her into and out of the temple. What a ministry! And for many years, as much as maybe 60 years, according to some of the indications. What a ministry. Anna had. These two were brought together by divine appointment that very same day to help a young married couple who were, as it were, walking in a dream. Joseph and Mary needed confirmation and support, and I'm sure they could use some encouragement in this very strange adventure they were on. And God knew exactly how to bring it to them and who to use. For the sacred chore, he chose these two jewels, spiritual jewels, seemingly random voices, but who he knew would do the job perfectly well. And so, here we come to the application then. Maybe we should follow Luke's example, looking around for those unnoticed Simeons and Annas. Maybe a few of these have attached themselves to your church and to my church, making it a point to greet everyone they meet. It's their personal ministry to try and be a blessing and to encourage and to greet the believers coming and going from church. Some of them may be, or surely are, very close to their earthly finish line. They are men and women, many of them with a powerful story to tell of God's faithfulness in time and in tragedy. I'm sure you can think of a few names. I would hope you can. I sure can. Of inconspicuous heroes often overlooked by us as we rush in and out of church and do our thing. These have kept the faith, and in many cases their lights are growing dim as health issues take toll. But one of these days they will hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," from him who is the very definition of faithfulness. What a blessing to have these elderly folk, faithful, encouraging. Maybe sometimes they need encouragement from us. I would suspect that just by being a blessing to them and allowing them to be a blessing to us, it will be an encouragement to them as well. And so, for those of you who may be watching or listening to this devotional, and you are in that age, I hesitate to put an age on it, but let's say 70, 80s, 90s. Those of you, I take my hat off, so to speak, and I say thank you for being faithful to God, for being an encouragement to those of us coming up. Some of us aren't that far behind, and others maybe are decades behind, and hopefully we will all take to heart and follow Luke's example and focus on some of these Simeons and some of these Annas and be a blessing to them as well. Let's pray. Dear Father, give me the wisdom to search out these elderly, godly voices and listen to them. Amen.